We have a very special guest calling in, should be calling in just a moment. That is Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney. And I believe we have him ready to go. Congressman, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney from the 18th Congressional District, Northern Westchester and points north. And you cover the West Point area where we spent a lot of time. Tell us, if you would, a little bit about this issue we've been following on funding of military construction projects, infrastructure projects for the most part, that are being earmarked to come up with about $4 billion to help fund the border wall. What's been happening on this?
Well, look, we're very concerned about it. I mean, right now I have the largest construction project in the Army in my district. That's West Point. And we're talking about academic buildings. We're talking about residential buildings for the cadets. We're talking about the cemetery, as a matter of fact, enlarging the cemetery at West Point, which is obviously a really important project and one we don't take lightly. And it is exactly these kind of funds that are targeted for reprogramming to build the president's border wall under the declaration of emergency. So, you know, don't take my word for it. There's a reason conservative Republicans like Mac Thornberry in the Armed Services Committee and others have said this is the wrong way to fund border security. It's not good, and we don't have any straight answers about where they're going to go to get the money. But look, when you're the largest construction project in the Army, you worry about it.
Absolutely. I mean, $95 million for a new engineering center. West Point, of course, is the first engineering school in the country. Very much needed parking structure, a water waste treatment plant. And $22 million to expand the cemetery at West Point, which is virtually full. Why were these projects picked out? I know the projects have been selected from virtually every base in the U.S. military, both domestically and overseas. Why are these kind of projects picked out?
Well, that's a great question. And you think about all the places our government wastes money, and we're going to go after, you know, priority projects for the military. Here's why. It's because the president is frustrated that he couldn't get what he wanted out of Congress, which would have, you know, allowed him to appropriate money the right way. Congress would have appropriated money for border security. Instead, under statutory declaration of emergency authorities, he has some discretion over these type of military construction dollars. Now, this is stretching it beyond its original intention, to be sure, but that's the only area where he can plausibly exercise unilateral authority, and therefore he's got to go after military construction projects like the ones at West Point and elsewhere if he wants to build this wall without Congress.
Now, these were projects, my understanding, that have been in the funding pipeline for a number of years. We know General Caslin, the former superintendent, was working on these projects to get them into the Department of Defense budget for quite a bit of time. But I understand there's certain products, as soon as they start funding it and they break ground, they're in one category. But if they're still not to that level, they're in the level of these projects. Is that the concern, that these products haven't broken ground yet?
Yes, that makes him an additional worry. Look, Bob Caslin's a friend. I've served on the board at West Point for the last 4 years. You're exactly right. You know, we should listen to our military leaders and prioritize the needs of the next generation of military officers. And the fact is that there is a better way to do this. We don't need to be doing it at all. So I'm concerned that the president has taken himself so far out of the norm already in terms of what he is directing that he's pressuring the Pentagon to go after all these projects, because you're not going to get to the number he needs in any other way. I mean, in other words, you're not going to get to billions of dollars to fund this wall he's talking about unless you really aggressively go after all kinds of important military projects, which is nuts. This is just the wrong way to do it.
We're talking with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney from New York's 18th District. Congressman, maybe we should just ask you, what's your assessment of what's happening on the Mexican border today?
Well, I was there this weekend, and I can tell you that we have real needs in terms of border security. No argument from me. And if you made, you know, if you were going to do this in a way that made sense, we'd all first agree on what real metrics look like, you know, for border security. What does it really mean, and how can we measure it in terms of illegal crossings, in terms of drugs interdicted, in terms of human trafficking? And then we would work towards those metrics in a prioritized way. That would look like funding legalized ports of entry where we have the biggest problem with illicit drugs and human trafficking. And it would also involve a lot more roads and a lot more personnel and a lot more technology. Don't forget the Coast Guard, by the way. I chair the Coast Guard subcommittee in the House. That agency interdicts about three times as many drugs as any other federal agency. And so there's a suite of things we need to do, more drones, better sensors. We can use some of the technologies we've developed in the battlefields of Afghanistan and Iraq effectively to monitor who's moving in areas that we suspect. And you bet we're going to have more physical barriers. We're going to have a wall in certain places where it makes sense. And we can do all that in a bipartisan way with legislation and respecting the Constitution and Article 1 and Congress appropriating money. And we don't have to go after military construction projects. We don't need to rob Peter to pay Paul. There is a better way to do this.
Hey, Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, we know you got to run. We appreciate a few minutes of your time, and thank you for your comments and perspective on these issues.
All right. Well, God bless our military. We appreciate all who serve and their families.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care.